Singer-songwriter Molly Sullivan was recently nominated for a CEA by the local music community, so I thought that listening to her latest release would be a great way to kick off 2014. Playing the role of the musical ingenue of Cincinnati, Sullivan possesses a strong, feminine allure. Not in the sense of a sex symbol guitar-strumming vamp, but rather in the sense of a formidable axe-wielding female archetype. Sullivan began her musical career as the lead singer of the No-No Knots, a dance-driven pop-punk band with ties to both the Marburg Collective and the Happy Maladies. When she made the bold decision to break out on her own, the folks at Marburg gave her both a venue and the support vital to help make it happen. Since then, Sullivan has gone on to gather quite a bit of attention from fellow musicians, bloggers, and critics around town, and also earned a spot on the Midpoint Music Festival stage in 2013. Winter 13, Sullivan's second solo release, is quite literally a handcrafted work of art in which the packaging is hand-painted and each disc has the title and artist inscribed on it in ballpoint pen. This gives the album a deeply intimate, "I made this just for you" feel to it, so much so that the tracks have no names. Winter 13, in spite of its title, is a modern-day mixtape full of warmth and affection. I suspect that because of its handmade feel, Sullivan freed herself from the pressure and constraints of in-studio recording and granted herself permission to make the album that she truly had in mind, which was a deeply personal exploration, a journal in song. The coziness of the album is reflected in songs that, for the most part, were recorded in a stripped-down, one-track, warts-and-all approach that embraces the sound of the room, allows it to remain present, and brings you right into the space with her. I'm particularly drawn to track 3, a staccato, quick-step waltz in which you can hear not only the breaths, footsteps, and creaks of a chair, but even the smile on Molly's face. I'm here for now. Tomorrow I'm gone. So it goes. Past that haunts, nips at your heels. And I don't like the way it feels when I'm the thing. Her voice has a range of sound, dynamics, and presence that can go from St. Vincent to Kate Nash in the blink of an eye and leave you stupefied. In the fifth track, Sullivan touts her inner strength by pushing the instrumentation into a supporting role and allows her ethereal vocals to take the forefront in this spectral hymn. Sullivan's dark sense of humor is also evident in the seventh track, which I call Jonestown, in which she sings a ballad to the megalomaniacal, Kool-Aid-pushing mass murderer of Guyana. Thank you. The ninth track, which all but closes out this musical diary, mixes artful piano and plinking banjo with vocals that are highly distorted, just to the point of feedback, reminiscent of Kim Deal's Mad Lucas and similar works from The Breeders. The last and shortest track on the album is, oddly, one of my favorites. It's a looping, metaphysical mantra with an Indian raga edge to it. I'd like to hear Sullivan expand on this, particularly in live performance. Speaking of which, it would not behoove anyone to underestimate Molly Sullivan as simply a pretty girl with a pretty voice who might do well to play in a coffee shop somewhere. Sullivan is a serious and accomplished songwriter with a massive talent and ability. She does not write music to make you comfortable while you sip your mocha soy half-calf latte. She will challenge you emotionally, intellectually, and turn everything you think you know about the female singer-songwriter upside down. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.